I have a question here from Sulalita Devidasi, and she says, it's in Hungarian, so I'm translating. I read the news on the internet, watch some videos, listen to politicians' speeches. My question is, how useful are these for us, and when do these become destructive to our Krishna consciousness? Let me just explain that Sulalita Devidasi is in charge of communications at New Bhajadam, and so she's doing this as part of her service, and of course that then becomes a natural part of the answer, is that if it's part of your service to be involved with communications, you need to know what's going on in the world around you. If we're inviting dignitaries, politicians, having a constant connection with them, both for purposes of getting grants, just our keeping good relationships with our neighbors, both the village and the county in which we're in, and at the same time trying to maintain our rights, which is something that you have to fight for, especially now with the political situation the way it is, then it's important that we're in touch. We know who it is that we're talking about, what is their standpoint and view on things, and just have a general grasp of what's going on in the world outside our doors. For those devotees who are involved in communication, it's essential. For those devotees who aren't, well, that's another question. For those devotees who aren't, I think it's also essential that they know the basics of what's happening in the world around them. On the other hand, I don't think that they need to, and now I'm talking about full-time devotees living in temples, brahmacharis, brahmacharinis, and so on. I would not recommend that they need to get on the internet and read news. Better that they be given at times of istogosi or some other times some briefing on what is going on in the news today. That's why on our podcast sometimes I also make a comment on what the current news is, or I put on to the article section some news item that I think is of relevance. But it's better that devotees are informed through the temple, through the yatra, in some type of formal, official way. Why should devotees know what's going on outside? Well, let me give a few examples. For instance, not long ago I was speaking to a devotee, a full-time devotee, and I was talking to him about the financial crisis, and he wasn't, I could see that he wasn't quite actually connecting with what I was talking about, and he didn't understand what financial crisis, this is a global financial crisis, I was actually speaking about. And then I had to educate him, and I had to tell him about the financial crisis that's going on outside the door. And the reason it was particularly relevant because he was concerned about, you know, why temples were not able to offer the type of standard of living that he wanted. And I was pointing out to him that because the income is not what it used to be, and this is not something that's just us, but this is the rest of the world, and people all over the world, even in the most wealthiest countries, are making adjustments to their way of life. So it was something that, without really being connected to what's going on, he had a hard time understanding that. When I sort of explained to him, then it became somewhat easier. So here's one example of why it's important for us to really be aware. Another reason why devotees should be aware is because we're preachers. You see very often that Srila Prabhupada in his preaching would make reference to events, current events that were going on at his time in the world. And he would use it both for communicating to other non-devotees. He would use it as examples for devotees to show how principles of Krishna consciousness are manifesting in the world around us. But there's a limit. There's a limit as to what is useful. So the whole principle of Yukta Vairagya, yes, we can use anything in Krishna's service up until the stage that anything starts to use you in its service. We need to be careful. So it's something that devotees should bear in mind and should know. Devotees should know that there was a tsunami in Japan that killed over 20,000 people, and what it did to the Japanese economy, and that's also affecting our economy. But one doesn't need to get into the real details. But basically, a devotee is expert, which means that he should also be informed. From a philosophical point of view, we know that dukkhaayam ashashvatam, there is nothing new. There is no news. It's all old hat. It's all the same birth, death, old age, and disease in its various different forms. That's fine. But still, that birth, death, old age, and disease in its various forms, in the different ways that it happens, affects us. It affects the people to whom we preach. It is affecting the world around us. And because we are preachers, because we aren't isolated from the world, we're not living in holy places and simply chanting Hare Krishna, oblivious to anything that's going on. We need to know the details of how this birth, death, at least the basic details of how birth, death, old age, and disease are unfolding in the world and where we are. Within reason, because nowadays, with the internet and the communication facilities, everyone knows everything that happens 2 minutes after it happened anywhere in the world. If something happened in India 20 years ago, it would take someone quite a long time in order to find out. Prior to the times of radio, it would take you weeks or even a month before you found out of some event. Now you find out instantaneously, and there's this constant appetite for instant news, which is really impossible to keep up and unnecessary to keep up with. No one needs to filter through these things and only take those things that are really of relevance. So those are some thoughts. I think really a lot could be said, but still devotees should be aware of what the world is around us. Srila Prabhupada would say he got a headache by reading the news, but then Srila Prabhupada got a headache from a lot more other things than just reading news. Prabhupada got a headache from things that weren't going on in the outside world. He got a lot more headaches by what was going on inside his Krishna consciousness movement and what devotees were also doing. But he accepted that headache as part of his service to his spiritual master. So, once again, inasmuch as good intelligence dictates, we should try to just work out and deal according to time and circumstance with being informed. I think that's the good terminology, is that Vaishnavas should be informed. Vaishnavis shouldn't be informed. We shouldn't live in a isolated bubble, either not caring or not knowing about what's going on around us. And if somehow or another we find that this is really detrimental to our spiritual life, then of course one can always decrease, but I would really wonder why it would be. If one gets into something in excess, certainly that's one thing. If it's done in reason, then we should see what is it that's causing problems, because we see that sometimes just interaction with devotees we find is a problem. And it's not because there's a problem with devotees, but because there's a problem with us, because perhaps our spiritual practices aren't what they should be, or our orientation in towards Krishna consciousness and towards our service isn't what it should be. So, of course, these things can be discussed with devotees, but once again, we Vaishnavas should be informed, especially preachers. Hare Krishna.